Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. A big challenge facing a lot of communities in Texas is maintaining a reliable source of water. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says one solution for some communities might be cleaning up that brackish groundwater.
Many of our towns and cities are facing critical water shortages, and I don't really care what your zip code happens to be. This is an issue that will affect you or your pocketbook. But in some parts of the state, there's plenty of brackish groundwater. And the technology exists through desalination to make this water drinkable. The problem is that it takes a lot of electricity to clean up large amounts of this salty water, and that makes this process expensive.
Is there a way to make it affordable?
The Texas Department of Agriculture has three pilot projects underway that might provide a solution. These projects are using wind power as an energy source for the desalination process. Some areas that have plenty of brackish groundwater also have good wind resources. Our pilot project in Seminole uses a 50-kilowatt wind turbine to desalinate water from a brackish aquifer that stretches across much of West Texas. We have a much larger pilot project underway in Mitchell County, where 500-kilowatt wind turbine may one day, Tony, help provide clean water for much of that county.
So are these projects exclusive to West Texas?
Not at all. Our third project is on the Gulf Coast in Seadrift, where we're installing a 100-kilowatt wind turbine to provide most of the power for a desalination unit already in operation there.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.